No, not really, because at the end of the day, they give me the best offer. They sat me down and gave me the best offer and the best route to a world title. So I need to think about myself and the young family. So, you know, and it's not as if I'm saying I'm a criminal, because Matthew Macklin is not a criminal. He's a professional boxer who I've always looked up to. And I don't know, like, obviously it's in the Irish news now, but, you know, I'm not saying I'm no criminals, and there's no story to that.
Mm-hmm. In terms of your professional debut, how soon can we expect to see that?
Well, I'm hopeful to be out before Christmas. There's a few shows in Belfast, and I will be on one of them, so I think I'll be fighting pretty soon.
In Belfast?
In Belfast, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In terms of the Olympics, I suppose you've had time to reflect now on what was a difficult time. How are you feeling about that?
Listen, I'm always going to be devastated on not bringing home the gold medal. But, you know, I just need to try and forget about it. Like, it'll always stay with me. But I'm just going to try and forget about it and just push on as a professional on the bigger and better things and bringing world titles back to Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Was it keeping the weight down that was the difficulty, Paddy, do you think, in the long run, that was the hardest thing?
Well, for me, making the weight throughout my career has always been tough. It was tough in the Olympics, but I made it. But the only thing that I found difficult was the weigh-in, where I weighed in at 8 in the morning and fought 3 hours later at 11 a.m. It was something I've never, ever done in my career. Okay, the guy I fought was in the same boat, but I'm a lot bigger than everyone else in my weight, so I would struggle a lot more than the normal 49-kilo boxer.
Mm-hmm. Who would you like to take on first?
Well, hopefully some Asian first, just to get the ball rolling. But I'm aiming for the fella from China. He's beat me 3 times, Zhu Xiaoming. So he would be a big money fight in China, and that's someone who I would love to fight.
You were an amateur for so long. Any sadness about crossing over?
No, there's no sadness, you know, but I'm thankful I was an amateur for so long. You know, I've gained so many friends, I've learned so much, and the person who I am today because of amateur boxing is a great sport to be in Ireland, because it divides that group, you know, the Catholics and Protestants, different minorities, and everyone trains together and lives together in the sport. It's great.
Mm-hmm. The experience at Rio, and of course we know Michael Conlon's comments about what happened with Russia and that kind of thing, did that kind of colour your view on the sport at all? Did it make you feel differently about amateur boxing?
Listen, see stuff like that, it's been on for years and years. Like, I've been an elite boxer since I was 17, and I've seen in all these different countries, especially the Eastern European countries, you know, getting favourable decisions, so it's always been good on. And the only reason we could speak up about it now is because obviously it happened in Rio, but because we're no longer a part of the association, so we don't care if there's any, if they're going to reprimand us, because they can't, because we're no longer a part of it.
Mm-hmm. In terms of the headlines today about MGM, do you worry that will distract you from what you're there to do?
No, not at all. You know, I won't be training in Marbella anyway, so they're my management team, and, you know, regardless of what happens, you know, Matthew Macklin will be a manager, and it'll be business as usual for me.
Did you have any offers from elsewhere?
I had a few, but like, they weren't great. As I say, they're all talk, and like, MGM is the only place that actually offered me something useful and good, so it was only natural for me to say anything.
You excited about taking the next step now?
Yeah, I'm really excited. You know, people are surprised I'll have my first fight so soon, but I'm just dying to get back in the ring and fight.